Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. I want to talk today about focus. One of the things that we do to ourselves is we create a lot of problems. And we create problems for ourselves because we're focusing on things that are not serving us. In other words, we're spending our time worrying about things that don't happen. We're putting our attention on negativity. We're getting sucked into political discussions and hate and all these other things that are happening in our lives. And so one of the things that I would suggest is that you have the ability to control where you put your focus and where you put your energy. And so choose wisely what you bring in and what influences you. And so if you can focus on things that are more positive. And I just got away for a couple of weeks, had a great vacation, was skiing every day, and I was able to really focus on a lot of positivity. And I have to tell you, I feel so much better as a result of that vacation because I wasn't sitting and watching the news. I wasn't taking in negativity. I wasn't getting into social media and getting into arguments with people or feeling all the hate. And in doing so, it's just rejuvenating. It's rejuvenating not to hear all the negative behavior. I mean, I can even tell you in my business, I watch CNBC pretty often. And when the market is going down and you have CNBC on all day, it really plays a toll on you. I mean, things can be going really well in every other facet of life, but all of a sudden the market's going down and you're going to hear 10 people come on and tell you why things are going to be horrible. And at the end of the day, all you want to do is just, you know, the expression is a terrible one, but kick your dog across the room. Not that anybody really does that, but that's what it does to people. It just puts you in a state. And the media has a way of doing this. I know we talk about this a lot, but it's so important to focus your energy on where you want it to be and to really think about what you're taking in and what you're exposing yourself to. You can choose to be positive when you wake up in the morning and you can take that tact and you can be that way all day, or you can allow yourself to be influenced by the negativity and let it bring you down. But you have the choice. And if you don't want to be influenced by the negativity, don't put yourself in a place where you're ingesting that negativity. Pull yourself away from it. And I'm not saying it's going to work 100% of the time, but I feel like 75 or 80% of the time, you can control what you're taking in. And you don't have to take in a lot of the stuff that you are. So find television, media, all those things that are more positive for you. And if you look hard enough, you'll find it. And maybe it's even shutting things off and getting out in nature. And looking at the good in the world as opposed to looking in the bad in the world. If you look for bad, you're going to find bad. And if you look for good, you're going to find good. So set yourself first thing in the morning in a positive mentality and look for the good and let that drive what you're doing. And more good will show up in your life. It all comes down to focus. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull in the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me later this week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. But for today, I just want you to think about where you're focusing your energy. Focus on what's positive. Focus on the things that make you feel good, that are uplifting, and do everything you can to eliminate the negativity.